my cat.
That's what she said. We're good to go. It sounds delicious.
Brown, what's up, Samantha?
Where that bitch at? Oh.
Oh, she looks so peaceful.
Yeah, now.
She look as big as my cat.
That's what she said.
We need to be filming all of this. I hope you are.
Guess what?
You are? Hell no. That's funny.
This is fucking amazing. What up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes his silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And so this week, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest joining the pod. She's an actor. She's a TikTok and Instagram star. And dare I say it, the meanest lip syncer on this earth. My homie, my lock sister, AJ, a star in the making. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I know you can't do better than I just did, but you can attempt. Go ahead.
I mean, that was kind of sexy. You can say that again, you know?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Happy Pride Month. Happy gays. Happy trans. Happy bis and all the letters of the alphabet.
There's so many letters. Even I have a hard time keeping up with them. It's difficult.
Hey, you know, we in it. We in the rainbow.
We are. We in there. So guess what, listeners? Last week was interesting. I shared some of your, okay, not mine. A few of mine, honestly. But your embarrassing moments that you shared with me on the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group. So we want to join in the chat. So pretty much I asked a lot of random questions in there. In the last week's podcast, for some reason, penises were mentioned a lot. And I don't understand what happened there. It was crazy, AJ. It was insane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, ew. But yeah, okay.
I don't know what happened. So if you missed an episode, take a listen. It is there. It's very strange. It's very awkward and also hilarious. So it's there for you. So first, let me say this. I owe you an apology, AJ.
What you do?
Bro, we should have done this so fucking long ago.
Yeah, that's your bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm working on patience. I ain't tripping.
What had happened was, what'd you say?
I said I'm working on my patience. No, I'm honored. I appreciate you asking me. I was looking forward to it.
Well, I gotta say, I was telling you earlier, and I'm gonna share this with you guys, listeners. I pretty much really want to use my platform, not just for myself, but for a lot of creators out there that many people don't know about, especially creators of color, creators of the LGBTQIA+, and whatever the letters that I'm missing in there. All of these people who are seen as the minority, we tend to sometimes get lost in the TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and Spotify, all the algorithms, all the rhythms. And we're making amazing content, but nobody knows that it exists. So I think that it is up to us as creators, as dancers, producers, chefs, whatever the fuck that you're doing that you're kicking ass at, we need to be able to celebrate each other and share what we're doing with as many people as possible. If we work together, we get out there a little bit faster. Who knows? You know what I mean? In the meantime, in between time, it just feels good to feel loved and visible.
I agree. 100%. Yeah. A lot of us are, you know, I guess the underdogs of the social media world. That's what's crazy about social media. Like, who knew that we would be where we are now? A lot of people say that they're following their dreams and their passions and stuff. What I respect about social media, it's the new TV. You know,
yeah,
like,
it
if
is.
You really think about it, I always wanted to be on TV. Like, that's why I just love being an entertainer. But I'm really doing what I've always wanted to do, and I didn't even really think about it until I started noticing everybody's on their fucking phones 24/7.
Look, exactly.
They don't even watch TV, quote-unquote TV, no more. They watch their phones, so we doing it.
You are absolutely right. And here's the thing, man. The crazy thing is, because of social media, and obviously Wi-Fi is an amazing thing, and let's go ahead and shout out Bluetooth. So all of these amazing technologies that we are dealing with these days, it's allowed many people who would not normally have the ability to... Who's getting married?
I get it. with the new news. It's TV. It's everything.
Do you hear that?
Oh, you were being serious. I thought we were going with the flow. What are you talking about?
I hear church bells.
I don't. You know what? It's probably because you got that whole noise canceling shit set up with you, and I can't hear your background at all. I really can't.
Oh, maybe it's my background. I'm not near a church. Oh, now, see, now it's not making the sound. I don't know what that was. Okay, so what the fuck was I saying? Leaving all this in. But yeah, because of social media and all those things, it does allow people who wouldn't normally have a platform to share their creativity with others. And I think that's like the cool thing, because I have come across many people, yourself included, that are so talented and a lot of fun, people that you would vibe with. You know, people that you have things in common with, and it's kind of been able to connect us, like Mo Flo's comedy. You know, she's awesome. Love her. You know, and more.
I got excited when you mentioned her name. I was like, yeah, we all are following each other. That's crazy how we all met on social media.
We met on social media. TikTok bringing black folk together.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. TikTok, you know, they got they ups and downs, of course, but if it wasn't for TikTok, honestly, I wouldn't be as far as I am now, the support that I have. So
I feel that. I hate to admit it, but yeah, I feel it. Today is going to be interesting. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the topics are, because to tell you the truth, I enjoy letting you know as we go along. I feel like your reaction to what we may randomly discuss is going to be way more fun if you're unaware of what's coming to you.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm
I can tell you this. You are so stupid.
I do this all day at work. I don't know. I think they want to fire
me. No, don't get fired. Well, here's what I can tell you, friend. Lemonade, tattoos, celebrities, and spit. That and more. Yeah, that's what's coming for you. Are you intrigued?
For our topics?
So far, yeah. Yeah.
All in one flow or all separate?
There'll be many courses to this meal. Oh.
Lemonade, spit. That's a stripper name. What? Coming to the stage. Lemonade, spit.
Yo, that's disgusting. I love it. Oh my God. Before we get to all the silly, make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. It's the only way to help my podcast grow, so hook me up. Oh, so AJ, quick question. Did you know that they are sewing tattoos on now?
What?
Yep, like onto your flesh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they...
Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I realized it was that serious to get a permanent patch on your body. I thought you did that on clothing. You know, we used to glue or sew patches onto our jean jackets.
So they call them patch tattoos. And what are patch tattoos? One may ask.
Patch tats.
Patch tats.
Right there to sell. Patch tats. Hey, a patch tat. You want a
maybe
patch
they
tat?
Do call it that. Who knows? Shit, that's possible. So I Googled it. You know, I went to Google University like I always do. And apparently patch tattoos they incorporate embroidery designs by using black ink to mimic thread lines. So some tattoo artists will add lines to look like loose threads, which means it kind of makes them look more like embroidered patches. So this is according to tattoo101.com.
They can just like draw that with a tattoo gun. But hey, go off. I mean, I'm not into, for the pain freaks, I mean, there's something out there for everybody. A lot of people are addicted to tattoos.
That's true.
Personally, I have no tattoos.
Oh, you don't? Me neither. I thought I was the only one.
Oh my gosh, high five.
Yes! Our bodies are pure.
Temple. That's what my mama told me.
My body's a temple.
But I'm deathly afraid of needles. That's my thing.
Yeah.
The sound, that would drive me crazy. Plus, I've seen tattoos in slow motion on YouTube. That's what made me really say I'm not in a rush.
Ooh.
I know you on YouTube. Follow. Smiles. plugged you again. Nah, but for real, go to YouTube and search tattoos in slow motion. That shit might freak you out. I don't know. It's just like it's like a needle just stabbing the shit out of you a million times. Like
yeah, that does not appear to be an experience that I would like to have visually or physically.
I had somebody else share this with me. I saw you.
I was like, oh my God, now. That just sounds gross. So I did come across a video on Twitter at, Kemi Marie page. It's K-E-M-I-M-A-R-I-E, Kemi Marie page. All right, so it's a TikTok of someone what appeared to be getting a patch sewn onto their arm. That's what it looks like to me. So am I able to send you links while we're on FaceTime?
You can. It's just, I might be able to open them. Try.
I think I text you photos of a couple of, yeah, I did. No, I didn't. I didn't hit send.
No. I think sometimes when I get certain, oh, there it is. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's cool to see the character. Ew. Is that Charizard?
Yes, it is.
That's his name, right?
Yeah, Charizard, I think. I'm not a Pokemon enthusiast. I used to collect the cards, but I knew nothing about them.
That shit looked terribly painful. I mean, it looked like it's blended in with the skin a little bit on the Mickey and the baby. That baby, Betty Boop looked cute, but hell no. Nah.
So you don't want that?
I says, oh my gosh. I'm not a pain freak, so.
I mean, pain freak or not, are you someone that has a high tolerance for pain, or would you consider yourself to be kind of a normal person on that?
No, I'm not.
No.
Oh, that, hence why I don't have tattoos. Shit, that's just, I don't know, I'm scared of the pain. I've been in my life, but damn, I don't choose to go through the shit up.
That was unsolicited pain.
I see the link that you sent me, and I'm scared to click on it.
Well, click it and see what happens. Worst case scenario, I'll just call you back.
Oh, somebody getting tortured. Oh, it's on Twitter.
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Can I watch it? I only say that because I hella deleted my Twitter.
I think you should be able to watch it still.
It says this is better on the app. No, thank you. See how they try to sell you?
Yeah, they try to get you. They do try to get you. It's rude, honestly. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, you really watch.
You just went real. You went quiet. Say it again. Oh, gotcha. Because you're watching the video.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess when it's playing, it cancels out my noise.
Oh, but it's good to know.
Basically, what I was saying, if you didn't hear me, yeah, you definitely got to watch that slow motion tattoo. How can you watch this and not watch the slow motion tattoo? This is more cringy, in my opinion.
No way. Slow motion tattoo, the way I figure it, I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like it's like a close-up. Like, you can just see the skin. Yeah, no, that's gross.
That was interesting about tattoo guns. I didn't realize that they come with like 3 to 4 little.
Oh, meters. Fuck. I didn't even know to take the top off the bottle. Listeners, for those of you who can't see me right now, which is all of you, I tried to to drink some of my soju, but I forgot to take the cap off the bottle.
That's what you did. Or drunk and shit, because you are sipping. You look. Air Miss Amber. You little tipsy there, buddy.
Oops. Oh my God. Okay, so I found some reasons. Oh, by the way, I will share the video on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Okay, and also the podcast Facebook group, Professionally Silly Pod Group. I'll share the photos there in the video there so you can see it. So I got a couple of concerns. And one of the things I'm concerned about is I was Googling it, right, as one does. And I was looking into all of this. So I came across like frequently asked questions. You know, when you Google something and then like within the search, you see frequently asked questions. You can just click it so you can just get the quick answer. I don't know why I explained how Google works like nobody fucking knows. Okay. Google, that's new. Explain to me how it works. The Google. So the question was, that I came across was, how long does the tattoo patch stay on? If your tattoo is bandaged with, I don't know how to fucking pronounce this. I'm going to give it a shot. If your tattoo is bandaged with Sanoderm, I think is how you say it. It's a second skin. S-A-N-I-D-E-R-M. Sanoderm, right? Or is it Sadiderm? I'm overthinking. Sanoderm. If it's bandaged with that, you should keep the bandage on for 3 to 4 days. Now, during this time, it's normal to see some I apologize to you because you're eating some fluid buildup beneath the bandage. So if the bandage begins to leak, you must remove the bandage and follow standard aftercare. Now, again, if the bandage begins to leak, no, ma'am, that should not be something involved in beautiful artwork such as tattoo. I do not need things leaking.
Yeah, that
you know what I'm saying?
The fucking patch is fabric, and you're putting it on. Whatever. Like I said, I wasn't trying to seem judgmental.
Look, I'm with you, man. I have the pain tolerance of a single-ply toilet paper. I am not, no.
So this is my question. What the fuck is the first process of it? Because it's a patch, so are they gluing it to your skin and then sewing it on? Because it looks like it's embedded in the skin if you really look closely.
It kind of does look like that, but I think it's the type of ink that they use that makes it look like that. It's, they call it like the patch ink that I was talking about earlier. It's kind of thick or whatever, but it still kind of penetrates the skin like it always, like, you know, like regular ink does, but it leaves a certain texture. I think that's how it works. If I have any tattoo artists listening, out of all three of my listeners, if one of you is a tattoo artist, let us know.
So that draws another question. So if that's how it works, what the fuck is the point of the needles? If you could just fuse a fucking patch onto somebody's skin.
Yeah.
You old school. Remember stick-on tattoos?
Oh, I used to love those.
Ice cream truck used to fucking have. They probably still have them. It's the same concept. You put it on, you let it fuse on or whatever. Forever. Yeah. Take it off and it's there.
Let me ask you this. Were you that psychotic kid that would lick their tattoo and then put it on? You're one of those, weren't you? Which one of your brothers was? Don't lie. One of them was.
Hey, what? Neither one. Not that damn stupid. No, that's like saying, did you eat boogers as a kid? I did not.
No, yeah.
No,
there was a time it accidentally got my mouth and it was salty and I flipped the fuck out and I never did it again.
All right, that was gross. But
that's why you're eating. My bad.
You know what? We all know what boogers taste like. Now, you know why? Because
at one point.
Had a fucked up cry.
Yep.
Yep. If you say you don't know what a booger tastes like, you're lying.
You tell them. Yo, that's going to be part of the teaser. You know that, right? I'm saving that. That's a quote from AJ. It's starting to make it.
That's a good first date question, huh? You eat boogers? No?
Do you know what boogers taste like? You don't want to sleep with me?
No? Okay.
So Taylor Lautner is under fire online. Let's get into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I gotta say, because of all the stipulations of TikTok and all these other social media platforms that we post our videos on, because of all of the, let's be honest, sometimes they're kind of unfair, don't make any sense, but all of their policies that are completely lax and not incessant, and they're constantly changing, and it's hard to keep up.
Bias, let's go ahead and be honest.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And the way they make it so easy.
An old boy can swing his thing in his gray sweatpants. Why did you take my shit down for profanity? You know what I mean?
I said the word bitch. Calm down.
So now my shit gets either shadow banned or the sound gets removed.
I remember I was doing a TikTok live. I was literally coloring one of those like mental health, like emotional thing, coloring books, adult coloring books, right? I was live on that. And I was singing the theme song to Living Single. And I got banned for harassment and bullying.
Not harassment, and they need to get the fuck out of here. Get a life.
Yeah. I appealed it.
That was a hater. Wait, question. Was that a TikTok ban or was that a report? You know, you can tell the difference. If TikTok takes it off, it's immediate. Like, as soon as you post, they'll be like, oh, it's been removed, or we can't post it because of this and this and this.
It was alive, so I'm not sure.
Never mind. I completely disregarded you said live. I'm thinking if it was a video, because that's how I've seen the difference between somebody reporting my shit versus TikTok. Because TikTok, you hit the post button, you see it loading, and then, oh, nope, it violates our community guidelines. We're not
yeah, they do it immediately.
If you post it and it stays up there for a couple of days and then it's, you know, a violation, I feel like that's somebody hating.
Yeah, these bitches, they ain't shit. Let's talk Team Jacob for a second. Team Jacob. You ready for this?
Sure, why not?
I will always stand on his side. My guy, Taylor Lautner, okay? Team Jacob, the Twilight star. If you're not aware, Twilight is a saga. It's like vampires and werewolves, and they all fight, blah, blah, blah. Okay, saga, nah, I saw one of them. Yeah, he's the wolf dude. He's the werewolf dude. All right, so he has been getting bullied online by idiots. All right, so he was on the Today Show not too long ago, and Taylor received a lot of negative comments about his appearance. They're saying he hasn't aged well, very judgmental because, you know, he's no longer a teenage heartthrob, which is, you know, I'm guessing it's because he's in his 30s. People grow the fuck up. So people online are weird and gross.
18 forever?
Exactly. Like Google Taylor Lautner like right now. Because I got to tell you, dude, I feel like he aged amazingly. He looks good to me. But I'm also in my 30s, so I guess I know a good-looking 30s someone. I don't know my bias here, but I feel like he aged well. Someone said that he aged like a raisin. Someone else said he's so mid now. Like, what the fuck?
What does mid mean? Sorry, I'm kind of old. Is that new slang?
It's kind of like when they're talking about weed is mid, like,
This shows how old I am. Fuck with y'all youngsters here. Y'all 2000 babies made that shit up. Stop it. No, but for real. I've heard somebody say that kind of, and I was kind of keeping it to myself, like, what the fuck does that mean? But I'm going to keep it to myself. What? Please tell me, so I don't feel like an old bitch.
Well, you know, you've got that riz.
Hey. I've heard that too. Hey, I know what riz is. Riz is the new term for swag, right?
Yeah. Yay! It's supposed to be short for charisma.
I'm so done with this generation. Sorry, not sorry. Y'all just doing too much.
We sound exactly like our parents. You understand this, right?
I know.
Don't you hate that? We're getting old.
I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. You getting old, girl. The fuck? I'm maturing. I'm growing.
We are all growing. We're growing beautifully. Like Taylor Lautner. He's a gorgeous man. I don't care what anybody says.
I didn't know who the fuck that was at first. I had to Google this shit. I'm like, who is Taylor Lautner? And then I was like, oh, okay, that's the wolf dude. The fucking Twilight dude. Okay. And I seen a picture. And honestly, he don't look bad.
He looks 30s.
I saw gray hair in his beard.
Yeah, so I got a few of those myself. Probably my beard, too. Shit.
He's salt and pepper in a little bit. And you said he's how old? 30? Exactly 30?
I think he's either 30 or 31, one of the two.
Hey, some people just have a hard life. I'm not saying he did, but shit. Like I said, he don't look bad. He just, for somebody to be 30 and have grays, look at us.
Actually, sorry. I knew a dude in high school. When he was 17, he had gray hair. He had like gray, like salt and pepper hair. Yeah, it was weird. And he still does to this day.
Well, some things are genetically like that. Like, I've known kids to have like little gray patches, but not a whole head of like gray hair.
Look at Steve Martin. He's had gray hair his entire life, it feels like.
It could be like maybe his mama or daddy.
What if Steve Martin is his dad?
Who?
What if Steve Martin is Taylor Lautner's father? Let's not start that.
I'm Father of the Bride. I ain't gonna lie. I love me some Steve Martin. I will watch Father of the Bride 1 and 2 back to back. I love that movie.
It's a good ass movie, first of all. What was that movie he did with Queen Latifah? Was that Holiday? The Holiday?
No. Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House.
I have that movie.
It's a good ass movie.
Where is that?
Not her getting up to find her DVD. I fucking knew it.
This is a classic. Betty White is in that motherfucker. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. I love me some Betty White.
Remember when she said so many slick ass shits in that
movie. Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought I heard Negro. What? You gotta forgive her because she's Betty.
Yeah, it's a thing, man. We just love Betty. She's one of them white folk that was like, all right, fuck with you.
I would have probably tried to smoke with her. I ain't gonna
lie. Hell yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. And I feel like she would have.
Let's get high and talk
about
it.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and roll that up?
Let's talk about your life and how you came up. Let's do it.
Did you enjoy my Betty White impersonation?
Wait, do it again? Hold on.
Wait, why don't you go ahead and roll that one up? It's not very good. I didn't say it was good. I said it's my impersonation. Thank you for your applause. Oh, hey, let me ask you, did you know that Taylor Lautner is married to someone named Taylor and she took his name? So Taylor Lautner is married to Taylor Lautner now.
You said Taylor Lautner is married to Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, he married a woman whose name is actually Taylor. She took his last name. So now there's two Taylor Lautners in a household.
You know what's funny? I didn't know they were married, but when I did Google him and I saw a picture of him and Taylor Swift, I was like, oh, Taylor's dating Taylor. How funny is that?
Not that Taylor.
Taylor and Taylor.
Yeah, but he's not married to Taylor Swift. I want to make sure you understand that.
That's what you just said.
No, he's married to another white woman whose name is Taylor. When she married him, she took his name. So now they're both Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, that's unique.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone knows that Taylor Swift is not married to Jacob from Twilight.
Let's not start any rumors. My bad. That was a complete just don't quote me on that.
I don't really know. She was actually with that Matt from, was it 1975 band or whatever the fuck. I hope not because he's kind of a dick. But apparently they broke up now, so let's just go ahead and move past that. There's some white entertainment news. There you guys go. All right. God. So the spitting in Arizona tea craze. Let's talk about it. It's the professionally silly podcast.
Arizona tea? Are you playing? Don't fucking play with me.
They're spitting in it now.
Hang up. I'm good.
Yeah, I do.
It was in a pinkish.
It was kind of like a reddish, kind of like a.
The one I'm talking about was in a magenta pinkish.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, that was my favorite. They might have discontinued it. I haven't had one in a long time, but that was personally my favorite.
My favorite was the watermelon, obviously, and. Hey, my best friend's black. I can say this.
I know three blacks. What do you mean?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, AJ is also black, so she can say what she's saying. Calm down.
If you know how many black.
Oh, friends, God damn it! I did it again.
Put it down, Amber. Put it down. Obviously, you don't need to have it.
Not me drinking the soju with the cap on for a second time. Okay, so I found this article from BarstoolSports.com. An article written by, I think it's Ohio State. It's literally the word Ohio and then an S at the end. So Ohio State. The actual title here is, and now we have a Texas teenager arrested for spitting in an Arizona sweet tea and putting it back on the shelf. I came across this video on Twitter, right? And they say it's a 15-year-old boy. I saw this video. This motherfucker looks like he pays taxes and has been doing it for a while. Full fucking thick beard. I don't understand why they're saying teen. That is a grown-ass, dumbass man.
Grown-ass little boy.
Yeah, dude. I retweeted it. Oh, that's right. You don't have Twitter anymore. I retweeted it for those of you who are listening. I'll go ahead and make sure it's on the pro silly Twitter here. But God damn it. I'm going to flip the camera so you can see it.
No, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to flip the camera.
Nah, you really don't?
Yeah, that's a nice, tight,
okay,
wet
girl.
Loogie.
Girl, why are you going to zoom in?
I just wanted you to see what I saw.
You better watch that tattoo. You the link, as a matter of fact, since you
sent you sending links, bitch.
I got links.
Yeah, you remember, what was that? I forget her name, but the chick that was licking the Bluebell ice cream?
I heard of that.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what happened to that person? Why would, because he filmed it and posted it online. So not only are they doing these things, they're filming themselves and posting it online, like, it's fine.
Well, people post all kinds of stupid shit online. People post guns and all kinds of violence online. And eventually, they're going to get caught because the police is watching all that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Get caught with his dumb. Well, of course he's going to get caught. He already got caught.
Yeah. But here's the thing, man. We can't do anything anymore. Like, we can't, like, especially if you're in Florida, you can't say gay, you can't read books, we can't drink sweet, you know, Arizona tea, we can't have Bluebell ice cream. Like, what the fuck? It is a parallel universe. I feel like we're in Bizarro World sometimes. Like, that's real.
That is straight Twilight Zone. This is a metaverse.
Oh, we have, it has to be. And my Oculus isn't even plugged up right now, so I'm really confused.
In a virtual world, inside of a virtual world.
What if, you mean like a simulation?
Yeah.
It's possible.
What if the virtual world is the real world, like the Matrix?
What color pill am I supposed to take if I'm colorblind?
Take the orange one.
Orange one. Got it. Let me ask you a quick question here. Is lemonade a juice?
Yeah, why not? Sure. You know why? Because orange juice.
What if I said this? Orange juice is a great example. You can take an orange and you can squeeze the shit out of it and get you some orange juice, right?
With lemons.
And you can do that with lemons. But are you drinking 8 ounces of lemon juice without water and sugar?
That if you could say it one more time.
So you take an orange, you can squeeze the shit out of it and you can make orange juice and you can drink it immediately. But with lemons, when you squeeze and you get the juice out, are you drinking 8 ounces of just lemon juice without sugar and water?
Why does it have to be 8 ounces?
Or, you know, just a glass of juice.
Okay. I'm too technical sometimes. Forgive me. I say this too. Yes, because regardless if you're squeezing an orange and drinking it normally, some people like the taste of oranges. Some people like the taste of lemons. I mean, this depends on your taste. Also, they add shit to orange juice anyway. Think about it. Or if you buy making it at home, versus mm-hmm. buying it in the store. If you look at the ingredients on orange juice, you're going to see some sugar somewhere.
Okay. Yes, yes. Let's say you're at a fancy hotel where you can get fresh squeezed orange juice. Are they still adding sugar to it?
That's like anything, like made at home, natural, like if you grow your own fruit and vegetables, for example, that's healthier than buying them in the store because they doing shit. What is going on? You paused it.
No, I'm here.
Why am I paused?
I'm going to read something to you.
Okay.
But it's on my phone. Yeah, he's like, where'd you go, bitch? What you doing, bitch?
I was about to say, your phone died. You hella boozy. You hooked up a podcast with your phone.
I know, right? So what happened? Here's what's going on, AJ. Right now I'm looking at my Professional Silly podcast group. It's a general chat that we have in there. And I asked my listeners in there, if lemonade is considered a juice. So I'm going to tell you what they said. So Belinda says, yes, it's a juice, but it could also be used as a mixer for an adult drink, of course. Ebony, of course, the horse. Ebony says, yes. Mara says, no, it's lemonade. She didn't really go into specifics, but the reason that I'm thinking, oh, it makes sense, because when you think about lemonade, the thing that makes it delicious to drink down on a hot summer day is the aid of the water and the sugar, thus making it lemonade. But does that mean it's a juice?
Okay, so define juice.
That's a good fucking question. Hold on a second. Alexa, tell us a definition of juice.
Juice is a drink made from the extraction or pressing of the natural liquid contained in fruit and vegetables. It can also refer to liquids that are flavored with concentrate or other biological food sources, such as meat or seafood, such as clam juice. Juice is commonly consumed as a beverage or used as an ingredient or flavoring in foods or other beverages, as for smoothies.
There was a lot of information about juice that I...
See? Upset.
I feel
but
like...
But my thing is, what I was going to ask about old lemonade girl, what the fuck does that mean? Like... No offense, but what? Like, she said, oh, no, it's not juice, it's lemonade. That's like saying it's not alcohol, it's margarita. Like, what? Like,
I think what she's saying is that she doesn't think it's a juice. It's just lemonade. Like lemonade is its own beverage genre.
So is a margarita.
I would love a margarita right now, though. Seriously.
Still out anyway.
I forgot about. I didn't see this one here. Karina, hope I said your name right. Anything is a mixer for an adult drink if you truly believe. And then she said, "Wow, I can't believe that is the first message I send to the." I send to a group of new people. Actually, yeah, no, I can totally believe that. Hi, I'm Kay or Kai. Nice to meet you guys. Welcome to the Silly Kai. Welcome to the Profession Silly Podcast, where we get silly up in this bitch. So thank you for joining. She's like, I can't believe that's the first fucking thing I send to these random ass people on the internet. Welcome to the internet. That's all I ever do.
It's a juice. To answer your question, I 100% agree that
is
the juice. Thank you,
ma'am.
Final answer.
I mean, is it though?
Final answer. Give me my money. What do you think?
What do I think? I think that, honestly, I kind of agree with Marat. I feel like it is a beverage within itself. Only because of what I said earlier is like, in order to make like a really good juice, you add concentrate, other things to it, whatever, to make it like delicious, not like healthy, you know. But I can't see myself drinking lemon juice like I would anything else. Because there's no... Oh, there is an orangeade. See, now yeah. I'm confused.
I thought of that when I said it. I was like, it's not orange, but I think I've heard the
there's
word.
A limeade, too. And is there a cherryade? I don't know. So there's something in the aid. Is the aid adding some sort of citrus or something?
Cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade. That's what I'm thinking about. Ah, there's so many things to think about. Yeah, we're getting deep here in the Professionally Silly Podcast, like some philosopher type shit.
To go live. I mean, no, not live. Stereo.
Oh, yes, stereo. That was fun. I think I still have... Well, yeah, it's still on there. Like, the recording that we did is still on there. So that, oh, yeah.
Saved a few of our old ones. They in my phone somewhere. I screenshotted the shits, and I have them in my memory somewhere.
Did you notice me look down before I drank this time?
Yeah. Barney, y'all.
I'm a big kid now. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. It's called The Bird Show. It's a morning radio show here in Atlanta, Georgia. And they've been on for like literally 20 years. They had an anniversary recently this year. And I've been listening to them since like I was in high school. It's crazy. But now because of social media and all these things now, they can stream their podcasts across the world. So they've got millions and millions of downloads and a lot of fans all over the world. They're really great. Anyways, they play this game sometimes where they guess whether or not someone like a celebrity would have had a good or bad encounter with a fan in the wild, is what they said. So pretty much if you come across a celebrity out in public or whatever, and you encountered them, would that be a good experience or would that be a bad experience? So they would say the celebrity's name and they would guess, and then they would reveal if it was good or bad and then share a story as to what actually happened. So I want to play that game with you. I'm going to give you a name, and I want you to guess if it was a good or bad experience.
To tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm. I want you just to guess without even knowing what the F is going on.
Okay.
This would be interesting. Okay, so celebrity number one, Jennifer Aniston. Do you think it was a good experience or a bad experience to meet her out in the wild?
No, Jennifer seems cool. I mean, a lot of celebrities on the surface seem cool, but she seems like she would probably, like, I don't know, be like kind of not really fake way, like trying to please, like, hey, like, how you doing? Like, but
like people pleasing,
time,
you
I feel
think?
Like behind closed doors, she's probably like the most normal person ever.
Yeah.
So I feel like if a fan came up to her, like, she'd probably be like, oh, hey, like, you know, she probably play it off like she was just talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I think it'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how she is here. So I'm on BuzzFeed.com right now. And this is where I'm getting my input, my answers here. It says here, absolute dream That's what it says here. It says Jennifer Aniston is a sweetheart. She seemed very genuine and kind. I met her in a restaurant bathroom, of all places. We talked for so long, her friend had to come and find her.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she seemed like she's just a regular. I mean, they really all are regular people before they became famous.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But I guess I think sometimes it's kind of like there are certain celebrities like I've met that I was hoping would be nice. And when you meet some people that you're like, oh, my God, I love you. And then you meet them and they're like complete jackasses. It just kind of ruins the, you know what I mean?
Idea in your head. Of
yes.
Like,
yes.
And you know what's funny about that? We can get back to the celebrities in a second. This is brief. But
oh, yeah, sure.
That's what goes to show how human people are. Like, you can't just have this idea of what you believe they are because of what you watch on TV. They are human. That girl could be on her period and just bled out the back of her butt and she's having a bad day. What do you want? You know what I'm saying? I just want to go home. Please, hurry up.
I know, that's right. But you're right, though. It can be very easy to forget that these people are fucking people because their lives, it must be exhausting, you know, to constantly have to watch what you, especially now, watch what you say or watch what you do, because one wrong move, you're canceled. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, for instance, okay, like Jonathan Masters, I have no idea what the truth is with things. I want to be, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, he is the guy. Am I saying his name right? He's the dude, huh?
Jonathan Majors?
What'd I say?
Masters. Girl, I was about to say who the fuck
is that? Oh, shit. Yes, Jonathan Majors. Dude, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about James Masters, the dude who played Spike on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. No idea why that name is the one that popped in my head.
Oh, Spike. Because I know that movie.
White hair. You know the show, the white hair, and he was a vampire that ended up with Buffy later on in the season.
I got you.
Not
I got
Angel, you. But the other one.
I know. Yeah.
That was my show. That was my show. I've had my white card removed for many reasons, and having seen the entire series of that was one of them. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Jonathan Majors, goddammit. For those of you who don't know, he has been accused of a lot of horrible things, you know, sexual assault and many other things. I don't know what's going on with that. From a white woman, right, who accused him of that, I believe his girlfriend or something like that. Again, you don't come to this podcast for facts, you come here for laughs. So my issue with this is, for instance, the dude Ezra Miller, who's playing The Flash right now, he's been in the news for a lot of horrible things that he's been doing, but DC has not canceled anything, he hasn't lost anything, he has a new movie coming out, but Jonathan Majors is accused, not charged, but he lost everything. You know,
you know, it's funny. One of my friends, shout out Joe P. She has a podcast as well, but she was talking about this subject with Jonathan a couple weeks. She made the point, like, it's funny how this shit happened when in the brink of his fucking come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to say it's not true. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to, you know, disregard if it happened. I mean, some men are just fucked up like
that. There's just certain things we notice, you know?
Why now? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped Creed 3. The shit blew up. He's everybody's dream. I'd fuck him. But I'm just saying. Come on.
Girl, same. Stop it, girlfriend. Knock it out.
Yeah. When you had his name fucked, I was like, Jonathan Majors?
Right? I can't believe I said Masters. I was like, gone. That's so crazy.
You saw my Creed babe?
Right. And the two of them could not be more different. Like, one's British and white and thin, and the other one's the complete opposite of that.
Jason. Did you say Jason was the other guy's name?
Oh, see, now you've confused me. Yeah, wait, damn it. What is his name? No. God, why did you do this to me? James. James Masters.
Yeah. James. Yeah, you'd have been sipping.
Uh-huh. All right, so here's your next celebrity. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey. I would love to meet him. I can only hope that it would be a great experience because, shit, I grew up on him. We all, you know, 80s babies, 90s kids. That was the man. They used to, you know, it was the shit when the TV was brought into the classroom, the big TV, and Bill Nye was put on. So I would hope that he had it. Something's telling me, what? Tell me, what? What happened?
It was a total nightmare.
What happened? What Bill do?
It says, I've heard nothing but bad things from people who've met Bill Nye. One friend said that he was at some children's art show and made fun of the artwork in front of the youngsters. What a jerk.
I don't know why I thought that was funny. Ironically funny because he's fucking Bill Nye. So for him to portray the opposite in real life, oh, fuck these kids. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, when you think about it, him as a person, he's just an old-ass, angry white dude. Like... your art's stupid. You don't even color inside the lines, you idiot.
Now that was a good impression.
Black and blue don't come together. This isn't the Backstreet Boys album, you dumb bitch. That was a good album, though.
Backstreet album. I'm done. I guess know. After being everybody's TV dad and teacher your whole life,
he's like, fuck it.
Tired of that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck kids. Leave me alone.
Fuck those kids.
So what else happened? Was that the only experience?
No, yeah, only one person so far. But I'll be honest with you. I heard on the Burt Show, they mentioned Bill Nye on their segment, but they had a different story. And he was an asshole. And that one, too. Apparently, he was at an event and there was a server there. It was like a pretty white girl, you know. And he was he was saying, like, sly sexual shit to her, pretty much.
You saying what sexual shit?
Sly sexual shit, like, you know. Oh, is that your pussy?
My face. For the listeners, this is not what you think. My cat in the middle of this whole podcast decided to crawl on my lap.
She's lying. She's FaceTiming me naked. I have no idea. This is so unprofessional, AJ. Seriously, put on some pants.
I know. You know what it is? This is brief, but I spoil him. When I'm drinking bottled water sometimes, I give him a cap full. That's what he's waiting on.
Oh, he a bougie bitch. I see what's up.
Does whatever the... Romeo!
That's her cat's name, by the way.
Because he's a pretty boy.
Romeo and Samantha. They would be so cute together.
Right? You want a girlfriend? He ain't got access to his balls, though.
Yeah, I got that bitch fixed, too. So, I mean, she was fixed when I got her, so...
They can
Have unprotected sex. Not dry hump. Oh, my God. Not two pussy scissors. Oh, they're scissoring.
Oh my gosh. Romeo, don't be talking about my cat. It's okay. You ain't got your nutter butter.
Don't be talking about my cat. Yo, save all of this.
He ain't got his
nutter
butters no more.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I forgot we were playing again. Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa.
He's sexy. Well, if I'm going to meet him in person, honestly, I would just compliment. I would probably flirt. I ain't even going to lie. And he would have to give in. But that's just me. As far as anyone else, I would hope, you know, honestly. I don't know. Because, you know what? I'm going to say he's cool. Why? Because he used to date Lisa Bonet.
Man, that's true. God
if
damn.
If you could date Lisa, use the damn earth, brother.
Ooh.
She's so spiritual and in tune with the earth and shit. I feel like he probably a real calm, collected dude underneath it all.
I'm going to say this respectfully, but you just know Lisa Bonet, if she were a lesbian, she would be amazing at giving head. And I mean that respectfully. Uncross your eyes. It's okay. Did you finish?
Oh, another place. You know who she remind me of too? Lynn from Girlfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend. Yeah. That's some
You somewhere too.
Sorry, listeners. I escaped for just a moment. I've returned. So do you think he was a dream or do you think he was a nightmare?
like the stereotype part of it, him being big and tough. He may come off as a tough guy, kind of hard to approach, but I honestly feel like he would give me his phone number. But that's just me.
So she votes Dream, good encounter.
That's experience, because I want a good experience.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I have good news. He was an absolute dream.
Yes, girl, I quit.
No, so it says here, Jason, you're so stupid. Jason Momoa was really fun to meet in person when I saw him at a Nine Inch Nails show. Really fun guy.
Okay.
Don't they have that song?
Girls,
huh?
Girls Tomahawks. Have you seen his video?
Oh, yeah. I follow him on Instagram and TikTok. I want to try his vodka. Have you heard about that?
I'm not following him at all on any platform, surprisingly, but I've seen videos. You know how you go on IG and you see clips? I seen him throwing a tomahawk, and that really made me like him.
I love him. He's amazing.
I'm like, he's a real, like, lumberjack. Manly.
I don't think he wears underwear ever.
Huh?
His booties stay out. He don't wear underwear ever.
He don't wear clothes. He don't have to. Look at him. If I look that
oh my god, girl, he is so fine.
If I look that sexy with all that muscle, I wouldn't wear clothes either. I'm just saying, why not?
How you feel about Katy Perry?
I don't. No offense. I mean, she's cool. She got some nice knockers. You know, she got some big old boobs, and she's pretty. But only thing I really know about her is, I mean, when she first came out, California Girls was the shit. Of course, since I'm from California, it was my jam.
I love that song.
And Dark Horse is probably my favorite song.
Oh, that song was fire.
That shit slapped. Yeah. But as far as her as a person, I honestly don't know because I don't follow her like that. But what happened with her? You think it would be? You asked me if it would be a good experience to meet her?
Yeah, what do you think? How do you think that went?
Oh,
Katy Perry in the wild.
I have a feeling it was bad. I don't know, but I have a feeling about this. I feel like maybe she made, if I could just guess, maybe she came off as a bitty, I'm a host on American Idol, don't talk to me type. Who knows?
Bougie, well, bougie. You would actually be 100% correct. She was a total nightmare.
My goodness, let's talk about it.
So it says here, my sister met Katy Perry at a restaurant, but she was being rude to the bartender and all the employees who came over to help. So now my niece and nephew aren't allowed to listen to her music.
Hey, you gotta do what you got. That's crazy.
You're banned in this household, you bitch.
Right. Celebrities, like you were talking about canceling earlier, celebrities could get canceled for anything. That's why you got to be careful.
Motherfucking true.
Or you just got the type to be like, fuck it, I'll do what I want. And people can like it or love it or hate it. I don't care.
That's true, dude. These days, you never fucking know. Because everybody's got their phones out and shit.
If you're already, like, ugly on the inside, like, fuck the money and the fame. If you were already kind of like that as a regular person, you gonna definitely be like that when the money hit.
100%.
Who knows what she was like before she got famous for real.
100%.
She probably was a... Who knows?
Things are not always what they seem.
True story.
Here's our last celebrity here. Roseanne Barr.
Shit, this is easy, bitch. I already know. Ain't she a bigot? Let's get into that. Ain't she racist as fuck? Let's talk about the bitch. Reason why I'm saying it, fuck her. Let's talk about the hoe. She's a bitch.
So, AJ, tell me how you really feel. Go ahead.
Let me go off for just a second. No, because, of course, we all grew up on Miss Roseanne. Yeah. We all watched it. Let's be real. We were fans. When I heard she was a racist, it hurt my feelings, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck her.
I feel like AJ ruined the teaser. She was a nightmare. It says here. I mean, let's be honest. That was kind of an easy one. So it just says here, I met Roseanne Barr for work once. I went to shake her hand, and she looked me up and down and said, I don't shake hands, and walked away.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, hey, bitch. I'm curious, was this person a person of color or not?
It doesn't say there. It doesn't even say if the worker that she was talking to was male or female. I have no idea. I'm assuming female.
Her complexion. Bitch, who? Really?
I don't shake hands.
That's how I hear that. I don't know why.
It's crazy because the more I think about it and reminisce on episodes and shit, she does give bitch. She gives me bitch.
I think it was just funny because in the 90s we saw it as empowering and strong and funny and you know what I mean? But we were also kids and didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was in it for Darlene and her smart ass comments. Let's be honest.
Darlene and what was her boyfriend?
Mark. No. God damn it. I know his name. What was his name? David.
Mark.
David. David and Darlene, Mark and Becky.
I knew it was a Mark. Okay. And then DJ was a little brother.
Yeah. Right. But not really cared about DJ. I have no idea why he was there.
I heard he's gay now.
Oh, good for him. No, wait. Are you thinking about the dude from Malcolm in the Middle, Reese? I think he's gay.
No, I'm talking about DJ, bowl cut white boy. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But is Reese gay?
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying I could have sworn I heard that
before. I hope he is. We need some more. Come on over.
We really don't. You know how fucking big the rainbow is.
It needs to be larger. They won't let us read books.
I think we need to throw some motherfuckers back and recruit some real ones.
We do need to recruit. We need to recruit some better ones. We do.
Yeah, better. We do.
But I feel like at this point, we just need bodies. We just...
You know, let's kick all the wannabes out, too.
Yeah. I need some pawns who'll do what we say.
I want to be in a rainbow, too. No, bitch.
I'm gay this month. I'm over men. Bitch, don't come to me.
I got a girlfriend this week. Like, bitch.
Mm-mm. We don't need no has-beens walking up in here. Thank you.
We're looking for a unicorn.
Right. All these fucking spaghetti girls going wild. Oh, for listeners, for you who are listening, a spaghetti girl is, you know, straight until wet. Bam.
I heard that on the L word a minute ago.
That's where I fucking learned it, bitch. Stop playing.
Alice,
yes. Alice was my fucking favorite. Was it not Alice? Was it Dana?
Gay lover. Jody. It was Jody who said it. She's a spaghetti girl.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, when she said it, were they talking about Helena initially? Because at first they thought Helena was...
That bitch that was at work and got her fired for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
She was in love with her. You see what I got?
Bitch, yes, I have the entire series, bitch. That is, oh my god, we are so gay.
I got the complete series. I'm still binge watching it right now.
It's fucking fire. I think it's streaming now, too. So I have it on DVD as well, like all seasons. So just in case I'm good, but it is streaming. I want to say it was on Netflix for a while, but you know, Netflix, they delete, bring it back. It might be on Prime or Hulu for those of you if you want to get into it, but. The L Word is and will always be one of the best fucking series. And it stands the test of time, honestly. You can watch it now and still relate as fuck to it. So, unlike Sex and the City. Sex and the City kind of grew out on me. Because I'm going to be real, AJ. Like, Carrie Bradshaw, rewatching it, she annoys the fuck out of me now. I don't know why.
Her or her character? Oh, well, Carrie Bradshaw, of course, is the character.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when's the last time you watched it? Like, when's the last time you really watched it?
It's been a minute, but I have the movies. I have both of them. Hush, boy.
I'm talking about the series.
Yeah, I used to watch that, but yeah, I know what you mean. She was kind of stupid behind dudes a little bit, I think.
Yeah. She wasn't as independent as we thought she was, it felt like. Well, maybe at that time she was, but in today, right now, the independent woman has kind of grown a bit. So, you know what I mean?
It was big for me because, first of all, regardless of them getting married or whatever, and then he was just so toxic for her for a long time.
He was.
And then she ended up moving on and getting with the other dude. And, you know, that didn't work out because she's so in love with Big. And, yeah.
Ooh, before we go, let's do a fun game of fuck, marry, kill, friend zoned, because there's four of the Sex and City girls, right? Fucking Samantha, Miranda, Carrie.
Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte.
Charlotte. I always forget about that bitch. Okay. No offense. You know, she's actually been in the news lately. They have been slamming her in the media. I forget her real name. God damn it. But the woman who plays Charlotte, she apparently people have been giving her shit because she's had fillers and had gotten work done and saying she doesn't look like herself anymore. And she was trying to keep up with society because, you know, they were doing the reunion thing that's coming up for Sex and the City. They're doing something special. And Samantha, God damn it. I know Kim Cattrall. She's going to be coming back because, you know, there was a lot of drama behind the scenes of Sex and the City, which is why she wasn't coming back initially. So there's some Sex and the City updates for you bitches out there. Ow.
I haven't heard about all that. I knew about the drama with Kim Cattrall and
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I was about to say Sarah Michelle Gellar, but that's Buffy.
You see how Buffy the Vampire Slayer is just kind of slip in there for no fucking reason? I am not the only one.
Sarah Jessica and Sarah Michelle.
It's the Sarahs that fuck you up. I have a cousin named Sarah. She's cool. Okay, so fuck, marry, kill the women of Sex in the City.
Fuck the hell out of Samantha.
Oh, of course, you have to.
A million times.
You have to.
I would marry Charlotte because she is.
Sweetheart.
She is. I kill Miranda.
Damn, Miranda?
I kill Miranda. She was an asshole.
So what, you're gonna friend zone Carrie Bradshaw?
First of all, she cheated on her husband, who was so fucking wonderful. You remember that?
Steve cheated on her first.
What was his name?
Steve.
Steve.
He cheated on her first.
I'm sorry. You're right. Take it back. He cheated first.
We're talking about probably the future mayor of New York. You better get it right.
Oops, correction.
Cynthia Nixon, that's her name.
You're right, my bad. Take it back. No, but okay, reason why I said kill Miranda, it was something else with it. I just feel like she was annoying. I don't know, she just, I feel like she kind of irked him when she didn't have to. Not saying that he had to cheat, but I feel like she kind of...
She was kind of a bitch to Steve. I'll give you that.
Well, how can we fuck, marry, kill with four people?
I said fuck, marry, kill, friend zone. The third one is friend zone.
Oh, and friend zone is the fourth one. That's what you meant. Oh, I'm slow. My bad.
It's okay. You're pretty. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, friend zone, fucking Carrie. Why not? Because we gonna be friends. I'll be the friend that's always getting on you about how stupid you are behind Big. You know, fucking Samantha. Marrying Charlotte.
I 100%. I'm fucking Samantha
Miranda
as well.
And I'll friend zone Miss Carrie Bradshaw.
All right, so friend zone Carrie Bradshaw, and you are fucking Samantha. You are killing Miranda, and you're marrying Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm going to switch it up a bit. I'm fucking Samantha. You have to. If you don't, that's dumb. She's going to give you the best experience ever. Women, men, it doesn't matter. She's got it. Also, wasn't she in that 80s movie when she was like a mannequin or something?
Yes, it was called Mannequin.
Oh, shit.
Back further. Big Trouble in Little China. Please tell me you know that movie.
Motherfucker, I forgot about that.
Please tell me you know Big Trouble in Little
China. Yes.
She was Margot or whatever the fuck her name was.
What the? I thought it was Margaret.
Margot, that's like her nickname.
Oh, okay.
Called her Margot.
That's been a minute. I gotta rewatch some shit. Yeah. I gotta rewatch some shit. So we're fucking Samantha. We have to. There's no way around that. I am going to marry. I low-key want to say Miranda because she's very professional, has a great job. Financially, we're stable. She's also very good in bed. But sometimes she can be annoying. Here's the question. Am I willing to deal with a slight bit of toxicity for financial and physical happiness? I have to kill Carrie Bradshaw. I'm sorry. I have to.
Can you get friends on Carrie Bradshaw?
I'm going to kill Carrie Bradshaw. I'm going to marry. Oh, you know what? I'm going to friend zone some. I mean, Miranda, because she does give great advice when it's not her life. And I'm going to marry Charlotte because, duh, she's the person who just would treat you the best. Let's be honest. She's going to be honest. She's going to be loyal. She can cook. She's going to do whatever the fuck you need. You know what I mean? Life. Yeah, she's wifey material, 100%, 100%. Well, let me just say this, AJ. First of all, thank you so much for joining this podcast episode today. Do you have anything that you want to shout out, anything that you're working on or doing or anything like that, or your social medias?
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You can have me on here anytime. I had a great time with you. So everybody listening, thank you. I'm stupid. Don't worry about it. Just what I do. I can't help it. But yeah, if you want to hear more of my stupid shit, I make videos normally on social media. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I halfway get on Facebook, but it is ASTARINTH, the number 3, making, MAKING.
And I'll be sure to put the link down below in the show notes. You guys just click that shit so it'll be easier for you to get to her. That sounded creepy. Don't get to her. Just follow her on social media.
A star in the making. Thank y'all so much for the support. I appreciate the laugh. I had a good time with you.
We're definitely going to do this again, and I'm going to try my best to see if I can get Mo Flo's comedy on this bad boy and a few other amazing, dope-ass people of color who are kicking ass on the social media platforms.
Right. Appreciate that. Okay.
Been great, man. Just make sure you stay silly in this mofo.
You do the same, silly ass. Y'all keep supporting Miss Amber Jones. She's the real one. Follow that YouTube.
Yes, subscribe, bitches.
YouTube too, but you know, I'm gonna start posting when y'all start subscribing. How about that?
This is quid pro quo, bitch. 'So if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't spit into food items, then place them back on the shelves. It's not funny. It's disgusting. The only thing that I actually found funny in a weird way is the fact that this person, people keep filming themselves doing this, then they post it online for everyone to see. What kind of weird flex is that? Hey, I'm disgusting. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand. Oh my God. Thank you for the evidence that you filmed. We're going to go ahead and use that to convict you. Okay. I know I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to once again. PSA, don't spit in or on things that don't belong to you. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to AJ, a star in the making. I'll make sure to put her TikTok and Instagram link down below. Her socials will be down there in the show notes. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And I love all your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Those are my favorite things. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star or written review on this podcast, especially if it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Help me reach some goals. That'd be awesome. If this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly. And listen, don't worry. You can binge me. I have hundreds of episodes and I'm still a tiny little creator, but I'm good at what I do, damn it. No, it's just that nobody knows that I'm doing it. That's all. So do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend or a family member or your neighbor or your boo thing. You know what I'm saying? Check out the podcast, Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. That is where the general chat is, where I may be asking a few questions here and there or getting your opinions on things. And we'll talk about it here on the pod. If you have any silly story ideas, maybe you need some advice or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners, hit me up. Hit me up. I can even ask them inside of the general chat. I can keep you anonymous if that's what you want. Just let me know. My email is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correct. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And once again, if you want to be anonymous, let me know. What? I just got the weirdest Google Voice message. I haven't heard it yet. I literally just opened up my Google Voice app here, and I read what it says, so now I kind of want to hear it. Let's see what's going on here.
Stop fucking calling me. You remove my number when you fucking leave.
I don't know who that is. I don't call anybody on this number. This number is only to receive calls. You remove my number when you fucking leave. I don't know who this is. Yeah, listen to it again.
Stop fucking calling me. You remove my number when you fucking leave.
I have no idea what this person is talking about. Let's get back to the outro here. Check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media. I've included my link tree, which has the links to my most used social medias and platforms. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more, all in one spot. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things like that, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send anything you like. And I will make an unboxing video on my YouTube channel so we can all enjoy that experience together visually. So once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You guys remember the 90s and maybe even 80s, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, those were things we used to go to a place to rent videos and shit, right? All right, now remember late fees? When both of those businesses died out, Do you still owe them that late fee, or does that late fee just disappear? These are the things that I think about, bro. Like, I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there with like infinite Blockbuster late fees? Like, do they still want their money, or do they just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Don't worry about it. Netflix is a thing now. I don't know. Anyways, next week.
I damn home skillet. Wait, can I delete this? I'm so sorry. I was trying to tell you to shoot me a text when you're ready for me to FaceTime you, is what I was trying to say. But then I was choking on my own spit, my nigga, like, what the fuck? I'm getting old. This is ridiculous.